WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Happy Friday to you. Welcome into the final day of the week, but the first day of the new month. It is now November, and can you believe it? Can you believe that it's already November? It doesn't feel like it. You wake up this morning, it's nice and warm, as you just heard Phil say, we're going to have a warm day, and then the temperature is going to kind of return to normal. But I walked out of the house today without even bringing a jacket, and then thought to myself, I hope I get home early enough today that it's okay that I didn't bring a jacket. Because I don't know where the day will take me, and it could be a much different story by the time I go home. But, you know, we'll see what happens. And it must have been really nice for you trick-or-treaters out there last night without a jacket, right? Being able to walk around without any hindrance to your costume. Didn't have to wear a jacket, didn't have to wear a sweatshirt, didn't have to wear... I mean, it was always smart if you could incorporate that into your costume. You know, if you're going to be somebody that wears a suit so that you have extra layers on, you know? But for those of us that were like, I'm going to be Batman this year. Not without a jacket on, you're not. What? Come on. Batman doesn't wear a coat. But I've seen... differing reports on what Halloween was like at people's homes last night. In some cases, people were saying that they had record numbers of trick-or-treaters. I saw other folks put that they didn't have anybody come. Someone put, the second year in a row, I've had zero trick-or-treaters. And I don't know what... I don't know what the reason would be for that. Why would one place have more trick-or-treaters than ever, and then another place would have less or even none? My guess would be it has to do with the kids in the neighborhood. As I've mentioned before, you know, we had a lot of young kids that were around my son's age, living in the neighborhood as he was growing up. But then by the time he became older and stopped trick-or-treating, they were all around the same age, and then they stopped doing it as well. And there might have been some younger kids in their families, and we still got some kids, but it just wasn't the same because there were just less kids in the neighborhood. Also, I also think part of it, but maybe not a big part of it, is that there were some people, some families who, after the pandemic, went away from the practice of piling the kids in the car and driving to other neighborhoods. So we probably got a lot of kids that came to our neighborhood because there were other neighborhoods in our area that were more like summer people. They were more their second homes, so they weren't there on Halloween. And we, of course, had a lot of that in my neighborhood too, being on a pond, but there wasn't, we had a lot more year-round families. But I think as the pandemic happened, people were less likely to get in the car and go somewhere else where there's strangers and, you know, just kind of stick to the people that you know. Stay around your own cohorts, as they would have said back then. I did that many times when I was a kid. When we first moved to Wareham, we lived in a house where there was no neighborhood. We lived in a house on the Cranberry Highway where the only other person that lived on my street for quite a distance, I had to walk about a half a mile down to their house. They were friends of mine, but there was the only other people that lived in the neighborhood. And then there was one family across the street. And then other than that, there were no residential homes for quite a stretch. It was all businesses. So we would get in the car and drive a little bit down the street to one of those neighborhoods, and that's where we trick-or-treated. And I always felt weird not living in a neighborhood and going there to ask for candy, but I guess that's what Halloween is about. So how did it go at your house? Did you have a lot of trick-or-treaters? Did you get more than you've had? Did you get none? 508-996-0500. You can also send those app chat messages and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. I find it fascinating that it could be such a sharp drop-off in 1 year for some people. Like, you know, they say, well, I know that there was less kids coming, but I was surprised to find no kids knocked on the door. And then I would jokingly say to them, well, would you give away for candy last year? That might be why. Did you give away black licorice? Necco wafers? If you become known as the bad candy house, the kids might just skip right over you. And I don't know how much kids are into pranks these days. I think it's a little bit harder to do the Halloween pranks when everybody has a Ring camera or some kind of security camera around their property. And also everybody is very litigious. If somebody came and picked up your pumpkin and smashed it on Halloween, you just came out the next morning and were like, oh, little jerk, you smashed my pumpkin. But whatever, you knew it was going to rot. You're probably going to get rid of it today anyway. But now people are like, I know you smashed my pumpkin. I have it on my Ring camera and I already called the police. Like, all right, I get it. They shouldn't do it, but also let's not get ridiculous. So I think kids might be a little bit less likely to commit some of those acts. I mean, we had dumb things done to us over the years. The worst was the time that they egged my house, because that sets in and that's a pain to wash off. And then 1 year, the front tree got toilet papered, which was kind of a pain to pick it all out. But like it was in good fun. They weren't really trying to hurt anything. When they threw the eggs, they weren't aiming at the windows or anything. One of my favorites was someone put shaving cream under the door handle of the car. So I used to have one of those ones where you lifted your fingers under the door handle. And somebody just put a little bit of like shaving cream under there. So when I put my hand under, I was like, whoa, pulled my hand back because I thought there was like a bug under there or something. I was like, what is that? And then I looked and I smelled it and I was like, ah, shaving cream, you got me. But then I just like wiped it off. I wouldn't have thought I've got to go back and review the footage and file charges. So that might have kind of taken some of the fun out of Halloween. Not that you should be really damaging other people's property, but come on, some of it was fun and harmless. But people always got to take it up to a new level, especially when now I'm sure they're out there making TikToks and things like that. Also, those of you who brought kids out trick-or-treating, I'd be interested in hearing what your experience was Were there just as many houses participating? Were there people who had their light off? Now, unfortunately, many years as an adult, I had to work on Halloween. I always tried to get it off, but that wasn't always possible. There were some nights that I had to be at the Standard Times covering high school sports. And then when I was, once I started living alone again, if I'm not there, there's nobody there to hand out candy. So that's an unfortunate situation that a lot of people might be in on Halloween. Sorry, and just none of us are home. But then there are the people who just say, I'm not participating in this. I'm not spending $100 and something on candy to give out to the neighborhood kids. And I get it. Some people can't. And I would never expect people to participate. But there were houses in our neighborhood that I knew they could take part in it. And I knew they were in there watching TV. And they just didn't want to be part of it. And I guess that's, they're right. I used to also be one of those people that had rules for Halloween. Like right up until last year, I was talking about this. And that's, you know, you come to my door, you don't have a costume on, you don't get any candy. You got to at least put in the effort. And then I came to learn some kids can't wear a costume. And why should they not be able to participate just because, you know, they have sensory issues or something? So I learned that there's some challenges to some folks when it comes to the tradition of Halloween. And so then I was like, yeah, you know, whatever. Just give people candy. You don't want to do it, fine, don't do it. But also don't be surprised if you walk outside and there's toilet paper in your tree. What I could never understand is why people did it to us when we gave away some of the best candy in the neighborhood. And we spent the time to decorate the yard and put on a little performance. Yet they would come and hit us with eggs. They would put toilet paper in our tree. The shaving cream under the door handle, though, that was still a good one. So, yes, that is the things that are on my mind regarding Halloween this morning. For my Halloween, we got out of bowling early because the entire team that we were facing all pre-bowled, which I didn't realize that a whole team could pre-bowl. And so the whole team did it. And then only myself and one other person from my team showed up. The other two were absent. So it was just the two of us. So we got through it in like 45 minutes. We just said, we're not going to win. We're the last place team playing the sixth place team in a league that has 30 something teams. Let's just throw the balls and get out of here. And so that's what we did and went home and started watching horror movies and fell asleep. 508-996-0500. Let's take a call here. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Not bad. I was pleasantly surprised at the number of kids that came to our house last night. It may have a lot to do with the weather.
Sure.
How nice it was. But because in previous years, 2 years ago, I think I got two kids on Halloween night. And
wow.
Last year it was about like four. And it's just gone way down over the years. I mean, we used to get lots of kids. But I think there's a lot more elderly people in this neighborhood now.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I guess if the neighborhood gets to the point where like maybe enough of those folks aren't participating, then the kids just go somewhere else instead.
Yeah. Well, as a matter of fact, I bought about half the number of candy that I used to buy years. And, of course, candy is very expensive right now, and I buy the Reese's peanut butter cups because I like them myself.
Right, there you go. That's the way to do it.
Yeah, because I figured there's going to be some leftovers, and I don't want to freeze them up or just have them hanging around. I'll eat them myself. the only people that can't eat that is people with peanut allergies.
Right.
And I think that parents should realize that if they take their kids trick-or-treating and make sure they don't eat any of that kind of stuff. But, I think I bought, like, I don't know, the $12.99 bag of Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. It's a pretty large bag at the Stop and Shop, which was on sale. But Normally, I would have spent, years ago, I would have spent over $20 and get two large bags of whatever we bought at that time. And I just haven't had the volume of kids coming here in recent years. It's a very small number.
Well, you said you were pleasantly surprised last night. Did you run out of candy, or did you have enough to get through?
No, there was still some left, but I had about 15 kids. I mean, they were all with their parents, and some of them I really hadn't. I don't know. Maybe they're coming from New Bedford. I live in South Dartmouth here, near the border with New Bedford, and I hadn't seen these kids before. Some of them, were from the houses on the street here. There was a few. And I don't know. It was kind of weird to see as many kids as I saw, because I was used to seeing hardly any, you know.
Well, maybe the word got out that you have peanut butter cups at your house, so.
Well, they'll be back in that case.
Yeah.
I was pretty generous with them, especially the first few kids that came to the house, because I felt like, well, I got more than enough if I'm going to have about four kids, you know. But as it turned out, it was a lot more than that. But I like Halloween anyway. I like to see the kids in their costumes and everything. I don't have any problem with Halloween at all.
Yeah, that's fun. Well, thank you for sharing.
Okay.
Have a good day.
Morning. Bye.
And that's one of the good things about Halloween when I had trick-or-treaters that would come to my house was being able to see the costumes. And, like, I didn't know every costume. They weren't obvious to me. But I would ask, I'd say, all right, what's your costume? And then if I didn't know who that was, I would say, oh, what's that from? You know, and just try to learn a little bit more about it. Because then that way there, if I saw that same costume later on, I could be like, ah, are you? And then I look like I knew what I was talking about. So I always found that the creativity level of some kids, like, you could tell, like, some kids, they didn't have the money to go out and get the real costume. So they're making their own homemade version of it. And they might not have all the right material, so they come off with, like, an offshoot of it. So, like, let's just say they wanted to be, who's a popular character this year? You know, Art the Clown from Terrifier. But they didn't have the money to go out and get all the little individual pieces. So they might be like, I'm Art the Clown, but if he was, you know, and it gives them a chance to still be who they want to be, but in a way that they can make. And I always appreciated that, the fact that, because I've been in that position many times as a kid. Life was easier. I shouldn't say easier, but when I could go into the store and pick out that vinyl suit with the plastic mask that cut into your face, the Ben Coopers, when I could go into the store and get one of those and put that on, the hardest part was deciding which character I was going to be. Or hoping that when I went to the store, they had the character that I wanted to be. But other than that, you know, that was the easy time. Because your costume was all in one box. And I had a number of those over the years. And I would, you know, then you try to hold on to them after Halloween. You're like, oh, now I'm going to play. I'm going to get to dress up as Hulk Hogan anytime. And then like 2 days later, the mask rips in half. And then your face would get so sweaty under them. Ugh. The worst. And really, whose idea was it to create vinyl costumes? Like plastic costumes that would look like... It wouldn't even look like a character necessarily. Like if you were Michael Knight from Knight Rider, instead of having like the leather jacket and the shirt underneath and the black pants, it would just be like Knight Rider in the middle of it. Okay. 508-996-0500. I'm going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few moments. My sweet Lord. My Lord. My Lord. I really want to see you. And welcome back in. A little bit of George Harrison there, subconsciously inspired by the Chiffons, if you remember that court case. And We'll play some more music. We'll have some more talk. We'll have some more fun coming up in just a few moments. But right now, it is time for Phil Devitt to give us an update on all the top stories of the day. Take it away, Phil.
Four days to go until Election Day. Russia fining Google a lot of money. And it's almost time to turn back those clocks.
From the WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
The candidates hit the Southwest on Thursday, hitting two key swing states. Former President Trump spoke at a rally in Solid Blue, New Mexico.
If we could bring God down from heaven, he could be the vote counter. We would win this. We'd win California. We'd win a lot of states.
He also held events in Arizona and Nevada, with Trump officials claiming there's momentum in the entire region. Vice President Harris, meanwhile, brought star power with musical group Los Tigres del Norte joining her in Phoenix and Jennifer Lopez in Las Vegas. The Avengers are assembling again, this time to endorse Harris for president.
I think Kamala Harris needs a catchphrase.
Ooh, yes, definitely a catchphrase.
How about this? I'm just off the top of my head. I can do this all day. Shut up.
On Thursday, multiple actors from the Marvel films joined a group video call to support Harris, including Robert Downey Jr., Chris Evans, Mark Ruffalo, Scarlett Johansson, and more. Along with brainstorming catchphrases for Harris, they urged people to get out and vote, saying issues such as women's reproductive rights, public education, health care, and social security are all on the line this election. Trump is suing CBS News for $10 billion over a 60 Minutes interview with Vice President Harris. Trump's legal team filed a lawsuit on Thursday, claiming the network edited the footage to cast Harris in a positive light. Russia is fining Google for more money than the world's entire gross domestic product. Tammy Trujillo has the details.
Sky News says a Russian judge made that decision this week after Google removed state-run and pro-government accounts from YouTube. Google is fined an undecillion rubles, which is a one followed by 36 zeros, or a trillion times a trillion times a trillion. The court said Google cannot return to the Russian market until after the fine is paid. Google has a current stock market value of about $2.1 trillion. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
On Sunday, we set the clocks back 1 hour and return to standard time. Bree Tennis with your personal investment into the time change.
It doesn't matter when we change time. It's always a win-lose. This time, we fall back an hour and gain an hour of sleep. That's a win. But we lose an hour of daylight, as the sun will set about 4:54 Sunday afternoon. And you'll also lose about 20 minutes setting the clocks that don't auto-adjust, your oven, your microwave, your coffee pot. And while you're setting clocks, take a peek at your car, because they don't always automatically switch time, and you don't want to freak out driving into work Monday.
WBSM Sports.
Bruins lost to the Carolina Hurricanes 8-2 on Thursday. They're in Philly to play the Flyers on Saturday. Celtics in Charlotte to play the Hornets tonight at 7. Patriots in Tennessee with the Titans on Sunday afternoon. And you can hear that game right here on WBSM. And the World Series champion Los Angeles Dodgers arrived back in California aboard a New England Patriots jet after their initial flight was delayed 4 hours. Championship parade this morning out west. It's the Dodgers' 8th World Championship.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
A cool front swings through today to start your weekend, clearing to sunshine and temperatures still warm, topping out in the 70s. Breezy as well, with occasional gusts greater than 25 miles per hour. Weekend looks sunny and dry, but much colder. Lows dropping into the 30s, highs rebounding into the 50s. Clouds rolling in for the start of next week, with another chance of rain Monday night into Tuesday. And again, those clocks go back an hour on Sunday. Daylight saving time ends at 2 a.m. on November 3rd. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with a WBSM app.
got your hands in my back pockets and Sam Cooke singing on the radio. You say that I'm the boy who can make it all come true. Well, I'm telling you that I don't know if I know what to do. You say that's all right, hold tight. Well, I don't even know if I'm doing this right. Well, all right, hold tight. We could stay out all day. We could run around all night. Well, all night, all night. Well, it's time to go home, and I ain't even done with the night.
And looks like we ain't even done with the night outside. It's still dark. It's 6:36. And we are going to be turning back the clocks on Sunday. This is the time of year when you get to use the share meme. You know, remember to turn back time on Sunday. Share with your friends. Get it? No? That meme will be going around. I've got a few others that I'm ready to drop on people this weekend as well. Some ones that I'd never seen before regarding daylight savings. So, but yes, turn back the clocks on Sunday. I know it's been shares day for a few years now with those memes, but it's going to be, let's just say the Spice Girls are going to get involved this year with my meme at least. But I like fallback. I like the extra hour sleep, although I'm not really doing anything Saturday or Sunday. So I don't know that the extra hour sleep is going to make a difference. But there's been plenty of times when I was like, oh, so glad that this is the fallback week. And I try not to do anything on spring forward. I do like to stay up for it if I'm awake, because I feel like you just time traveled. But I also think daylight savings should be done away with. First of all, time isn't even real. So there's no need to obsess about it. That's what I would always say if I was late to something. People like, you know, you're supposed to be here 15 minutes ago. Well, time isn't real, so. But now I've completely changed my attitude. Now I try to be early to things, or at least on time, and I get mad when other people are late. And I think it's disrespectful when people are late, but I didn't have that approach my whole life. So it's something that I guess I matured into. I was just having this conversation with Chris McCarthy the other day. Like, I came to the realization that it is disrespectful to other people to be late if other people are counting on you. If people don't care, then who cares? Do what you're going to do, you know? But like, if I was coming in here and if I was coming in after somebody else and they were waiting for me, and if I was late, it fell on them to cover, I wouldn't put them in that position, because that's just disrespectful. But what I do now is I think to myself how much more stressful things are if I'm late. And I create little motivations for myself anyway, and I'm sure you do the same thing. So I could be leaving the house 15 minutes earlier than I even normally leave. But I'll create little motivations to keep myself from falling off track. And so what I'll say is, oh, well, I'm going to be at work an extra 15 minutes earlier. So I could actually, I don't know, I'm just going to use this as an example, sit down and have a bowl of cereal first. And then I'll look at the clock and be like, okay, if I do this, if I stop and get a coffee, well, that's less time, then I won't be able to make a cup bowl of cereal. You know, so I like make these little motivations to keep myself on track. And I find that that's helped me. As opposed to just knowing like, as long as I'm there by 6:05 to turn on the microphone when Phil's done with the news, it'll be fine. Right now I'm like, well, I've got to get there by 5:00 so that I can turn the coffee pot on, so it has a time to heat up so I can make the coffee, like come up with these little things. And that's worked for me after many, many other things didn't work for me for many years. But hopefully your Sunday morning will be stress-free enough that, you know, it doesn't matter to you whether you spring forward or fall back. It is kind of cool to see the clocks change and then to figure out which clocks changed on their own and which ones didn't. Your phone, probably going to change. Your car radio, unless you've got like a newer one, probably not going to change. Your alarm clock next to your bed, not going to change. Your clock stove or your stove clock, or your microwave clock, they might change depending on if they're a smart device and they're connected to the internet. That's when you know, like, you know how the war is going to start between the machines and the humans. It's not going to be because the machines are mad at the humans. It's because the machines are jealous of each other. The microwave gets mad at the dishwasher because the dishwasher has a clock on it that changes time because it's connected to the internet, so you can use an app to turn the dishes on and off, while the microwave is like, what about me? And then the microwave will lash out at you because it feels like you're playing favorites. That's how it starts. Not Skynet. But yes, remember to turn your clocks back. And if not, you'll hear me on Monday morning and say, wait a minute, he's not supposed to, what time is it? And that's when you'll realize that you forgot to do it. 508-996-0500, app chat, open line voicemails in the WBSM app. A reminder that today is the final day, and actually, you know, the final couple of hours here before I get off the air, to enter to win tickets to see Kane Brown at the AMP in Providence. For those of you unfamiliar, the AMP is what they now call the Dunk. And for those of you who aren't familiar with that, the Dunk is what they started calling the Providence Civic Center like 20 years ago. Where have you been? But Kane Brown is coming to the AMP, the Amica Mutual Pavilion, actually next April, but it's right around the corner. So you want to make sure that if you want to win those tickets, you get your name entered now at WBSM.com or on the WBSM app. We will select our winner coming up, and then you will be on your way to see Kane Brown, one of country's hottest stars. And it's brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits, the home of the Purple Dot, where you can try before you buy, and where you can try with some of their great tastings. And they're actually having a tasting over there at Stevie's that you might want to take part in. You know, and what's great about it is they have their big tasting coming up on November 9th, where everybody's going to come through and try all different kinds of things. But then they also have like little smaller tastings where you can kind of really learn about different products. And they're going to have something happening on Saturday that you're going to want to come out and take part in. I'm just taking a look. You know what? I'll get you that info. My Facebook's giving me trouble. But I know they're having one tomorrow. Let's go to the phones. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. So I wanted to say first, I'm sorry I didn't go yesterday.
No, that's fine.
I feel bad about that. But here's the thing. My girlfriend, she broke her ankle and like the three major bones. So she was in the hospital for months.
No.
And I felt really bad for her because she's a wicked active person. And then, so anyways, while she was in the hospital, she wanted to go to this one particular rehab, but they wouldn't let her go. And she had gone there before, but they were like, no. So the hospital kept her there doing her physical therapy, but like she said, it wasn't like she could heal so much faster if she was at this other place. But they instead, the insurance just wanted to, I guess it was costing the hospital $6,000 a day to keep her, the insurance to keep her there, but the insurance went and do the other thing. So she was just like going through all kinds of nonsense, but she finally got home and she's, you know, managing to walk and stuff. Still got to do all kinds of, you know, therapy in the house from people coming there. So she wanted to do a cookout at the last minute yesterday morning, because she always texts me and says good morning. And so I was like, yeah, let's do this. So I run out. I'm getting out, trying to find Halloween stuff, but it's like the kind of stuff for adults. And I'm like, oh, geez, couldn't find nothing. But I, you know, I just managed to buy something. So anyways, I didn't bring my phone. When I got home, she changed her mind.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I got back to the house like around 11:30. And I was like, oh, no, she changed her mind. So that was the end of that. So I could have came there, but I said, no, you know what? I said, you know, I changed it till today. So I definitely will be there today.
All right, well, I'll be in and out. So hopefully I see you. But if not, you know, I'm sure we'll see each other again soon.
Yeah, well, somebody will ring the buzzer.
Yeah, somebody will be around. I've just got a couple of appointments I got to run out to that shouldn't take long, but you know how it goes. They all stack up and then.
Yes. Yeah. So, yeah. So I got you guys bags and then the weekend bags I'll just bring. I can't have all those bags in one office.
No, you can leave them here if you want. I'll just put them in the studio.
Oh, yeah, because I don't know how big the internal, you know, I just know the window office.
Yeah, no, we've got. So what I do is anybody that leaves anything for the weekend people, I just leave it in the studio so that they can find it.
Nice. So it's, hey.
Because if you come tomorrow, there's nobody to answer the door for you.
Oh.
It's usually only the person that's on the air is the only person here, and they can't get up and answer the door.
Oh, I'm so glad you told me that then. Yeah. Very important. But so you didn't have fun bowling, huh?
Just got it done and went home. So,
gosh, isn't that funny? I was going to go there and bring the bags to you. And I said, no, I don't want to be like that. Then I feel like I'm stalking you.
I would have had security remove you. No, it would have been fine. But you would have seen us very upset because we were like, why are we even here? This is so stupid. Shouldn't be bowling on Halloween.
No. So. But while I was out, I have to tell you, I saw this one person buying popcorn balls, like the old kind. Back from when I was a kid, and you're a lot younger than me, and I'm like...
Yeah, we wouldn't eat those if somebody gave those to us in the 80s, so I can't imagine kids are eating those now.
No, but they're out there, and I'm like, oh, no, don't do that. Kids not going to like that. They will not like that.
Good point. I gotta hold you there. I got another caller here. Yep. I want to get in before the break.
Yep.
But you have a great day, and maybe I'll see you later.
Okay, kiddo.
Take it easy. And let's take this call really quick because then I got to take a break. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. The reason why I'm calling is that last night, Halloween, there was this family in Fairhaven, the Ferreira family. It was the mom, the dad, the son, who's known as Thomas Thunder, and his granddad on their front lawn. They played different instruments and sang for about an hour and a half as the trick-and-treaters went by and the parents stopped and enjoyed the music, and it was sort of a new twist on Halloween. Not only did they get candy and they were vetted with entertainment, but I just wanted to do a shout-out because it took a lot of planning with the decorations in the yard, as well as, you know, providing the instrumentation.
So what kind of songs were they playing? What were they playing? Like Halloween songs? Like spooky stuff?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, they were playing Halloween songs. And the mom was singing, you know, the lyrics. And the father was playing, I believe, a bass guitar, and the son, who's known as Thomas Thunder, was playing the drums, and the grandfather was playing a guitar or a bass guitar. I'm not exactly sure as to what instrument the both gentlemen were playing, but it was really nice for the parents and grandparents that were bringing the children around trick-or-treating. Not only did they receive, you know, candy, they received entertainment. So I just wanted to do a shout-out for the Ferreira family with their son, who's better known as Thomas Thunder. You know, just a teenager, all.
Yeah, he's the kid. He got into Berkeley, right, at like 16 or something?
At 14.
Oh, wow. So do you have any contact info for the family? I mean, obviously I don't want you to give it over the air, but...
Yes, I think I could get it and get it back to you sometime today.
Could you shoot me an email, tim@wbsm.com, with that info?
Yeah, sure. What info would you want? Just their name?
Yeah, just a name and a contact number, and then maybe myself or somebody here can do a little story on it, because it sounds really cool.
It was incredibly cruel. It was, in fact, at first, from what I understand, the trick-or-treating was very slow, and then as, you know, the music escalated, you know, the parents were standing there, and grandparents and children, and, you know, some of the kids were dancing, and it was just quite an interesting, you know, we were part of the watch what happens group, but it was very, very nice that the family went all out. They decorated their premises. My goodness, they didn't have 50 different characters. They did not have one. It was just a really nice family-based Halloween evening that a lot of people enjoyed. So shout out to them.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for letting us know, and hopefully we can put something together and get a nice story out there.
Okay, I'll try and get the information to you sometime today. I'm going to work now, so I'll try and get that information that you need to you sometime today.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
You are welcome, sir.
Have Bye-bye. A good day. And I do got to take a break here. We'll be back in just a few moments. Thing on the WBSM app possible. So one thing that I want to let you know about, because Thanksgiving is coming up, and that means that it's time for us here at WBSM to help local families celebrate together with Hunger Heroes Food Drop. For the 32nd year, we'll be collecting food to benefit United Way of Greater New Bedford's Hunger Heroes Project. Join us at Aldi in Dartmouth on Saturday, November 16th from 10 a.m. to noon to donate the necessary Thanksgiving items. You can find all the details at WBSM.com. We have an article up there with all of the items that we're looking for. We're not looking for turkeys. Those are taken care of by the United Way. We're looking for all of the side dishes, the boxes of stuffing, you know, the cans of cranberry sauce, the canned vegetables, things like that. So you can find it all right at WBSM.com. And the Hunger Heroes Food Drop is made possible by our friends at Is Schwartz Appliance, First Citizens Federal Credit Union, Carefree Homes, and Aaron Pools and Spas. I've got to take one more break here before the end of the hour. We will be right back. And we are going to be going into the news in just a moment. When we come back on the other side, more with you, 508-996-0500.